quite a dose of winter weather yesterday. Looking for a little bit more, certainly blowing snow through tomorrow. Joining us is Brad Adams of the National Weather Service office here in Sioux Falls. Brad, how are you this morning?
I'm doing well. And you?
I'm well. So having survived the storm yesterday, it turned out to be quite a mess in some places, Brad.
Yeah, it certainly did. Obviously, the winds at 40 to 60 miles an hour across eastern South Dakota created some whiteout conditions with the light snow that did fall.
How much snow did we wind up having as far as snow totals in the immediate Sioux Falls area?
Well, we're officially going with 2.4 for the event. That was mainly during the late morning and afternoon hours yesterday.
And we wound up getting a little, it looked like initially that the storm was going to pass a little bit farther to the north, that areas from Brookings on north to Watertown. But Sioux Falls got hit a little bit harder than we expected yesterday.
Yeah, we certainly knew that there was going to be wind. We were a little light on the snowfall amounts originally, but the wind combining with the snow that occurred for a little longer in duration in terms of hours there certainly created quite a mess yesterday afternoon.
What are we going to see now as we talk about this winter weather advisory starting at midnight tonight? What's that going to mean for us, Brad?
Well, it won't be nearly as bad as the conditions will be as bad as they were yesterday, but we are going to get some more wind in the 30 to 40 mile an hour range tomorrow through the afternoon. But it looks like the snow, in terms of any chance of the snow, will stay up in the Brookings area, kind of over toward Jackson, Minnesota. So we should be out of the snowfall chance area. However, there is a lot of snow still laying around, so we will have some blowing snow to deal with.
Brad Adams of the National Weather Service joins us on the line. It's 11 minutes past 7. Clear and zero, feels like 17 below. It sounds like, though, after we get through some of this wind tomorrow, that by Sunday things will be shaping up pretty nicely.
Yeah, it certainly will be. Much warmer. It looks like temperatures are going to rebound into the 40s, upper 30s around here, and 40s out west, Mitchell and points west of there. So certainly going to get a little push of warm air here.
I think yesterday, again, proved the point that especially if you're traveling out in any of the rural areas, you really want to keep a winter survival kit in your car. What kinds of things should I have, Brad?
Well, obviously, any winter survival kit should have things like blankets. You can even put some protein bars, things like that. A shovel would come in handy in case you do have to try to dig out. Hand warmers, those kind of things are what you want to have just in case you do get somewhere and you get stuck for a number of hours.
Well, Brad, listen, thanks so much for your time. We appreciate it, and we're looking forward to the sunny, warmer weather on Sunday.
Oh, you're welcome.
Take care. Brad Adams of the National Weather Service there.